Game Time is supported by South Dakota Career and Technical Student Organizations. Learn more at sdctso.org.
Coming up on Game Time, the volleyball state tournaments are up in Rapid City this week. Nate and I are going to break down all the brackets, including some powerhouses in each of the classes. All coming up next on Game Time.
Another week of Game Time here on SDPB. Football season is over, Jandy.
Put it to sleep.
But it's now time to quickly switch gears as the state volleyball tournaments will take place from Summit Arena at the Monument in Rapid City starting tomorrow. And it'll be a lot of fun. We're both going to be out there for it.
Yeah.
It's going to be 3 days of, you know, it's kind of turned into, with all three classes in one building, it really has almost turned into sort of like a festival feel.
It's
extravaganza.
It's a party. There's no more hype in any sport than volleyball, and you can definitely feel all that hype when those three courts are going at the same time.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. If you love volleyball, Rapid City, South Dakota is the place to be this week. And next week on Game Time, we're going to recap all of the tournaments as well. So make sure you return next Wednesday to catch us as well as we kind of give a recap of all of the action. But with 24 teams, three classes, I think we just jump right in.
We got a lot to talk about, so let's get started.
All right, so starting with Class B, let's just start right at the top with Chester. They're the number one seed. They're the back-to-back defending state champions. They've got a great senior class. You know, what do you like about Chester? I mean, they've just been such a good program the last few years. Jean O'Hara has done a tremendous job. You know, they've won three state titles since she's been there. Just have had a very sound year.
3 or 4 years ago, I remember talking to Jean, and she said, we have a really good young group, and they were so close to Warner and Northwestern, and then now they've taken that door down, and they're the team to beat. And those 8th and 7th graders that already started getting playing time are now, you know, juniors and seniors, and that's what this team has, a ton of experience, a ton of championship experience. J.C. Wolf, with 3.7 kills per set, has been their go-to person, and they've got such a big front. Their middle hitters are really good at defending the net. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Chester can do. And all season long, I mean, the only team to beat them was Dakota Valley. And that was right at the Pentagon tournament. That's a pretty good season so far.
Right, and Dakota Valley is the number one seed in Class A. So that just kind of shows you, you know, what sort of resume that Chester has. Plus, they've got some other types of wins, too. They beat Sioux Falls Lincoln this year. Sioux Falls Lincoln is the 4 seed in Double A. I mean, this is a Chester team that plays very disciplined. They know where they hit the right spots. They play really good defense. That's the one thing that Gene has always stressed, is the offense will come. Let's play really good defense.
And they've got an all-timer in Lily Van Hall, too. I mean, she has had not only a phenomenal year, but her career has been outstanding.
Yeah, she's had I think she hit 3,000 career assists this year, which is absolutely tremendous. So, I mean, that's just one of those pieces that they have when you're talking about that leadership and things like that that the Flyers have.
They're the favorites here, but this is a really good field. So
it is.
They're going to have to earn it.
And they're going to go against Harriet Selby area in the quarterfinals. Harriet Selby area, they beat Burke in the SODAC 16 to get to the state tournament in that 11-6 SODAC 16 matchup. This is the first trip back at state for Harriet Selby area since 2017.
Yeah, and not just beat Burke, but they beat him in a 5-set thriller. This is a team with some resilience, and in a win like that, that can propel some confidence. And while they might not be, you know, having their sights set on winning 3 games in 3 days, they get to play 3 games in 3 days, and this is a team that's going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. So quarterfinal matchup, Chester versus Harriet Selby area, that 1-8. And then you got Parkston. Parkston making their 7th state tournament appearance, but it's their, and they also won a championship in 1999. Parkston's a team that has a little bit of volleyball history with them, and a team that has been to state before. They know what it's like a little bit.
Right. The new feel is their new head coach, Brooklyn Shower. She's comes over from Faith. She was young. She didn't know what to expect with this group, and they have embraced her, and you can tell the chemistry is there for Parkston this year. And when Kira Oakley and Berkeley Zebart get going, they can play with anybody. They do make some mistakes, but they've played a really tough schedule this year, and I think that's prepared them really well for this state tournament.
Yeah, tough schedules. you know, that's one thing I think we're going to talk about when we go through some of these other teams in all the classes. Some of these strengths of schedules that teams have, especially when we get to some of the teams that have played in Iowa or in some of these teams that have went to other states, even further away to play some games. That's going to, you know, and so going back to Parkston, they're going to take on a Bennett County team. Bennett County might be one of the most pure athletic teams that we're going to see.
Yeah, we saw what they did in the basketball season last year. Bennett County presents some problems athletically. They come to the net. They attack hard. They play well together, and they get to a lot of balls. They do not let many balls drop on their side of the court. So, you know, Reagan O'Neill in the middle with Payson O'Neill, I mean, that is clutch when you have middle hitters that can defend the net like they do, and they attack as well.
And then you got Jade O'Neill as well, their sister as well. And then Harley Harris is their first cousin. So, I mean, it is a family affair with what they have there. Their aunt Amy is the head coach. And then their grandma, Vera O'Neill, is one of the assistant coaches. So you want to talk about Bennett County in a group that is just used to each other. Plus, there's a lot of other family connections as well throughout that team. All of that, I think, just helps with the chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. The chemistry is already built in. It's baked into the team. And Macy Clausen, their setter, has her choice of attackers to go to.
And then Northwestern is back at the State Volleyball Tournament this year. They, you know, believe it or not, this is their 23rd trip in total. Nora Groft, one of the best coaches in the state when it comes to volleyball. She's done a tremendous job there. Quite a few coaches in the volleyball world have done amazing jobs with creating a really good culture. But, you know, 12 state championships for Northwestern. They've had a few years where you had to kind of watch it build back up. But they're the number two seed. They're really, really good again. What do you like about Northwestern?
Yeah, just two losses this year, and neither one of those losses came to a Class B opponent. So they played Brandon Valley. They played Roncalli. They played a lot of really good teams and really did well. And Ashley Haven, with 5.3 kills per set, one of the best attackers in this entire Class B tournament. So not only can she kill, but she blocks as well. Like, she'll get the solo blocks along with the team blocks, 81 of them so far this year. And she had 18 kills in the SODAC 16 to get her team punched their ticket system.
And then they take on Gayville Vallon. Gayville Vallon, since Allison Jones took over, has now been to the state volleyball tournament the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Gayville Vallon, a program that, you know, really had no postseason, like serious postseason sort of experience with volleyball, now is kind of coming in being like, you know, this is our third time. We've done this before. You know, maybe now's our chance to try to make a little bit of noise.
Yeah, they've won 20 in a row here coming into the state tournament, you know, including wins against Burke and Kadoka and Bridgewater, mm-hmm. Emory. Like, they've played some decent teams. Yep. They play more B schools than a lot of the other B schools that try to play up. But, hey, they're riding high right now, and I love their setter, Kendra Beck. 9.5 assists per set for her. She just really puts everybody at ease in that offense. So, you know, if they can get the serve receive going and then, you know, find their offense and get it set up with Beck, they've got a chance to stay in this game.
And then we've got the 3-6 matchup to end that quarterfinal round. Warner, two straight years now as runner-up to Chester in the championship. And Warner is going to take on a Harding County team. So Warner, Carrie Jung, their head coach in the SODAC 16, just picked up her 800th career win. By the way, 837 is what Jill Christensen had.
Okay.
So, you know, Carrie very much like in that ballpark of closing in on Jill Christensen's mark. We've seen a few of those. You know, Nellie Long had 700 this year out of Pine Ridge. So we're starting to see some of these really high number win milestones from some of these coaches. But, you know, Carrie, she's always going to have her team ready to go. 17th trip to the state tournament. And they've got 8 state championships as well. So very much, you know, Northwestern, Warner, we kind of call them the Duke North Carolina of volleyball just because they're so close, right? But, you know, it has kind of been Chester's show the last few years. But Warner, you know, still a very polished team. You can always expect consistency every single year.
And they've improved. Since they started the season, took losses to Miller. Mm-hmm. They lost to Northwestern back in September. But you feel like they really pushed themselves with, you know, tough games against Sioux Falls Christian, Watertown, and then Miller again late in the season. But the Lightholts are making some noise up there in Warner this year. McKenna leading the team in kills per set, and then Maya Lightholt, 74 blocks as a freshman up front. So those are two players they're going to really depend on. And J.C. Jung, 3 kills per set for her, and she goes and gets everything on the defensive side too, leading the team in digs per set. So we've got some good athletes on this Warner team, and I feel like they're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, so this is, and then you got the Harding County, first time back to state for them since 2016. You know, they're obviously going to have a pretty big task going against Warner right out of the gate, but this is a Harding County team too that has picked up a lot of wins throughout the season.
Yeah, 28-3. I mean, you have to be a really good team to go 28-3. I don't care what schedule you play, but their losses came to Kadoka, which we talked about as a really solid Class B team, Lemon and Bennett County. So again, a really, you know, nothing to shake your head at off of that schedule. And they've gotten a great year from Cameron Payton, who's leading their team in kills per set, and also has 4.4 assists per set. So she's, you know, somebody, they don't rely on one setter to make all the assists on the team. And Cameron Payton is one of those players that's going to be really integral in this game.
And then we've got the Class A bracket. Now, this one is going to be pretty interesting as well. Yeah. You know, you've got Dakota Valley. They're the top seeded team. You know, this is their 14th state tournament trip. They were runner-up a year ago to Del Rapids. They were state champions in 13, 16, so they do have some state championships. And their only losses this year were to Sioux Falls Christian in late September and Brandon Valley in AA, and then they lost to Western Christian in Iowa. So Dakota Valley, you know, this is one of the teams that beat Chester, you know, earlier in the season. And, you know, Brandon Valley is a AA school, right? Sioux Falls Christian, their other loss, Sioux Falls Christian's always fantastic and always well coached. So Dakota Valley, what do you think of them this year?
Well, they've really worked well together. And Claire Munch, one of the best players in the entire class. She's probably a player of the year type of candidate. She does everything on the court, from serving to her defense to her blocks, and of course 5.3 kills per set. She's committed to Northern Iowa. She's going to be, you know, a big time player. So she's one of the seniors that they're really going to have to lean on to really guide this team if they want to make a run. On their side of the bracket, you know, we talked about Sioux Falls Christian. You know, they're the three, so they're on the other side of the bracket. So their side of the bracket, I feel like they is favorable enough where they can get some confidence in these first two games. Nothing for sure ever, you know, we never know what's going to happen, but that's what I feel like. They have to be happy that Del Rapids and Sioux Falls Christian are over on the other side right now.
Right, absolutely.
But it's a really good team, and they're, you know, they've got Madeline Munch, the younger Munch, with 10.5 assists per game, and she's done a great job, and she only has 9 set errors on the season. And when you're talking about setters, I mean, you don't have to be, you know, dramatic. You just got to be consistent, and she is the definition of consistent when it comes to setting.
Yeah, there's a few really good setters we've had in the state of South Dakota over the years, and I think we can add her to the list.
She's on her way, for sure.
So then you got Wagner as that 8 seed coming in. Obviously, we got to talk just a little bit about Ashlyn Kopel, because she's on that team. You know, obviously known a lot more for her basketball, you know, going to Nebraska, one of the highest recruited basketball girls that we've seen in the state, 5-time state high jump champion as well. But whenever you have an athlete like that on your team, you know, it does correlate over to the volleyball court.
I mean, that's huge. But Hannah Holzbauer does lead the team in kills, and she got 16 of them in the Sodak 16 game. So they've got other players. And then, you know, Raven Madricki is also really good in the middle, and she has 60 blocks. So I think the front line is definitely the power here. They're just going to have to keep the ball off the court in the back row.
Absolutely. And it's always going to be tough, you know, when you're, you know, I think the biggest thing for Wagner is just go out and play.
Yeah.
You know, don't care that you're going up against a one seed. Go out and have fun. You got nothing to lose.
They already got an upset to get there, so you're right.
Just go out
here. It's all gravy.
Yep, absolutely. And then you got Clark Willow Lake. Okay, Clark Willow Lake, this is the first time that they've made the trip as a co-op. Clark really hasn't been to the state tournament since 2001, when they finished runner-up to Hot Springs. So it's been a long time for Clark Willow Lake. About time the Cyclones get back.
And, you know, all season long through the polls, you're looking at the records, and Clark Willow Lake is still unbeaten. They're still unbeaten. Yep. They finally lost in the last game of the regular season to Hamlin, the team that they have to play, which makes things interesting. But they run their offense through the middles, and they have young, solid middles, and they're going to be tough to beat in the middle. And Zoe Nichols does a good job of setting those middles, so they use them as attackers, but they are really strong up front. I can't wait to see what they can do in their rematch. You know they're focused playing the one team that they lost to this year in the first round.
Well, yeah, and I was going to ask you too, you know, you got Hamlin, ninth trip for them in program history. And again, just to kind of speak to this matchup that they're going to have in the quarterfinals with Clark Willow Lake, we talk about quarterfinals and we try to see, okay, what's going to be the game of the day? It could be Hamlin versus Clark Willow Lake.
I think this could be a five-setter for sure. Hamlin is really talented as well. Izzy Stephenson distributes the ball. Usually it's Addy Neuendorf in basketball that's distributing the ball, but in volleyball, Izzy Stephenson's doing the distributing, and Addy Neuendorf is getting the points. So a lot of talent on that side, just athletically. So they showed what they can do against Clark Willow Lake last time, and they're looking to put their name down as a real contender in this one, hoping to give themselves a chance on Friday night.
Then you go to the other side of the bracket, the number two seeds, that Del Rapids Couriers team, the defending state champs. You know, they're led by Ellen Schoenhard, Madeline Henry, Peyton Hone, Carly Ingalls. I mean, they've got some big names that are on this team. You know, and coming in as the defending champs, I know every season is different and things like that. There's obviously going to be expectations with it, but you know, they've got a few losses on the year. They've got Watertown, Chester. They lost to Dakota Valley three times. Yeah. And then you got Western Christian. They did beat, though, Brandon Valley in late August. So, I mean, this is a team that has some quality wins as well.
This is a team that really took a transition because they depended so much on Sophie Randall last year, setting everybody up. She was excellent. The setting has been still good this year. They've got a freshman setter who's done an excellent job, Tenley Anderson. But when we talked about Claire Munch as a contender for Player of the Year in Class A, they've got one of their own with Madeline Henry, one of the best volleyball players we have seen in South Dakota, especially over the last decade. She is phenomenal. 5.5 kills per set. She's hitting .319. She's so efficient on the offensive side. She is just brings fear to the front line when she gets up there and gets things going. And she plays defense. She's an all-around player. She can play all the way around the rotation. So I'm really looking forward to see what she does. And, you know, they have those three losses to Dakota Valley. Mm-hmm. You know they're not looking ahead, but you know they would love to be on the court on Saturday night playing for a title.
Absolutely. And then they're going to be taking on the seventh seed. It's Rapid City Christian. Sixth trip to the state tournament. You know, Rapid City Christian, it wasn't long ago, they were the runner-ups in 2023. Rapid City Christian, you look around at all the different sports that Rapid City Christian plays in, and you just kind of seen this trickle-up effect over the last few years of them starting to kind of pick up speed and momentum in quite a few different sports. And to get back to the state tournament this year for Rapid City Christian, such a big deal.
It is a big deal. Crystal Weber's done a great job as their head coach. And this year, coming off of a small upset in the SODAC 16, but getting that, you know, unexpected win, same for them. They're just going to be playing free and loose and see what they can do against Stellar Rapids.
Then you got that nightcap on Thursday night is going to be Sioux Falls Christian versus St. Thomas More. Sioux Falls Christian, I don't even know where to start when we talk about introducing them. You know, Darcy Wassener, the 13 state championships since she's been there. They've won state titles 12 of the last 15 years. Sioux Falls Christian, you know, they've got 10 losses on the year. Now, there's a chunk of those that were in Iowa, right? But that's kind of been their MO, right? So, you know, Sioux Falls Christian, you always expect when they get to state, they're going to be a tough out for anybody. They're going to be one of the teams competing for a state title. And I would expect the same thing this year for them.
Yeah, they're not going to lack confidence. I mean, this is a team that's going to go in knowing they're the one team that's beaten Dakota Valley in this field. And, you know, they're going to have tough games, though, on Thursday and Friday. And if they keep winning, for sure, on Saturday. Their group is really, really put together well. And they don't have a single star that they really, you know, have to get their big kills from, but Meredith Nelson has done a great job setting this year. They've gotten some of their younger players to really step up in the middle, including Jada Overman, and you know, their DS, they're strong and deep at that position. They can rotate a lot of players, and Tevin Sickmiller, if they do have one person they can really rely on to go to attack and get that big hit kill when they need it, she can do that.
Yeah, they're just, it'll be fun to watch and see how they play this year. Every year their teams are just a little bit different, but they're always just very consistent. They just seem to always be in the right spot.
It's hard to project it's hard to project forward, but if they do play Dakota Valley on Saturday night, those two have gone to five sets in two of their last four meetings. Christian has that road win against Dakota Valley. I mean, that could be epic, but that's a long way off. I mean, obviously, Sioux Falls Christian's not thinking about that, but we can think about it.
Right, absolutely. Well, yeah, because first Sioux Falls Christian's would have to get by St. Thomas More.
Yeah,
fifth trip to state, and they haven't been there since 2011, so it's been a long time for St. Thomas More. But you know what? That community's celebrating right now. That school is celebrating. They just won their first ever state football title here this past weekend. So they're riding high right now, and now they get to go to, you know, just across town really and watch their St. Thomas More Cavaliers play in a state volleyball tournament.
Yeah, and get a 4-set win over Miller. I mean, mm-hmm. That was huge for them as a 9 seed coming in and being able to do that. And they've gone and played in every tournament they can find. They went to the Gillette tournament, went to the Monument tournament, went to play against the Scotts Bluff tournament. They went to the Pentagon, and they did pick up a few L's, but they got a lot of experience playing in those type of tournaments. So they're ready for this type of environment. And Anna Henry, their setter, is got her choice of weapons on the outside. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what STM can do.
So that's kind of round out the Class A field. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack in all of these, right? But, you know, we're
that's
just kind
of... you got to tune in.
Right. We're just kind of giving you a preview. And maybe now is just the right time to say, too, SDPB is going to be providing live coverage for all of the games. There's 24 teams. There's going to be, you know, 4 games per day, all 3 days. 36 volleyball matches. SDPB is going to be providing live coverage. Thursday, Friday, and the 7th, 8th place Consolation Championship on Saturday are going to be exclusive at sdpb.org/volleyball and on YouTube. But then that Saturday night session, along with being on sdpb.org/volleyball and on YouTube, they're also going to be on television that night too. So all of that, make sure you tune into all of the coverage. SDPB will have you covered through that. Should we get to double A?
Let's do it.
Let's just start right at the top. Harrisburg, this has been one of those teams that I think I would almost put them on that same level as that Roosevelt girls basketball team from, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, just
record,
because of what Harrisburg has done. You know, this year they did something a little bit different. You know, they had their win streak got all the way to 87 games. Then they go to Vegas to play 7 matches, and they lose to the 9th-ranked team in the country.
Pines,
So that win streak came to an end, but they did go 5 of 2 out in Vegas. So let's not say they were completely overpowered here. They absolutely weren't.
I mean, they're ranked in the top 10 nationally right now. They don't lose sets. They lost a set to O'Gorman late in the year, but before that, they hadn't lost a set in state since the opener, the very first set of the season against Brandon Valley.
Right.
They are overpowering.
Yeah, they've only lost 2 in state. Right, 2 in-state sets all year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're incredible. Oh, yeah, and then, by the way, since they played in Las Vegas, now they've won on a 21-game win streak.
They
so,
started a new one,
So, really, if you take out that Vegas invite type of deal, you know, it's this win streak's just going and going. But, yeah, I mean, a tremendous team. What Harrisburg's done the last 3-4 years has just been almost jaw-dropping.
Yeah, and the talent is one of the reasons. I mean, I love what Renette Castain does and how she controls that team and how she gets them to play together, but it's an all-star team. You've got Gabby Zachariasen, who's amazing. Jocelyn Samuels, one of the best setters we have seen in this state in the history of volleyball, for sure. But Bergen Stiff, I mean, it goes on. Kennedy Kokens, Kaya Keegan, all these players. Lindsay Langer, one of the best DSs in the game. So it's just such a well-oiled machine. They look, when you watch them, it looks like a college game. It really does. It plays at that speed.
Yeah, and they're going to be taking on the Mitchell Colonels right out the gate here tomorrow in the quarterfinals. Mitchell, 14th trip to the state tournament, but first time since 2018. They do have a couple state titles throughout their history as well, 95, 2003. So it is a team that has had that culture with volleyball, that's seen success at a high level. And, you know, they get to kind of take on that top dog in Harrisburg right out the gate.
And they've got a fun player to watch too. Addie Simpson's one of those rare players who sets it really well and can get the kill if she needs to. So she's worth tuning in for.
Absolutely. And then we got Sioux Falls Lincoln. They're going to be taking on Watertown. Sioux Falls Lincoln, I mean, once you get to double A, I mean, the state tournament appearances really start kicking up because, you know, Sioux Falls Lincoln's only been there 27 times.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You know, and they weren't there last year, though, but now they're back this year in 2025. So, you know, Lincoln, what do you like about this team?
Well, they're one of the hardest working teams for sure, and they have that 3-set win against Watertown earlier this year, just back in the middle of October. So they've got to be feeling good on this one. And Watertown is a really young team. So I think they're going to just get a huge experience out of playing in the state tournament this year, and they're going to be a contender next year. But they've got a lot of talent on that team as well. So there's just going to be a lot of talent on the court at the same time.
And Watertown, you know, look at, you know, Watertown's a really good program too. Their last title was in 2019, so fairly recent. I know it was 6 years ago, but, you know, 2019 was not that long ago. So, you know, and you just mentioned it, you know, these two teams, you know, they know each other.
They know each other.
So this could be a fun one. I love the 4 and 5 matchups because really those two can always go either way.
Yeah, the top two attackers for Watertown are sophomores. Lincoln's a little bit more senior heavy, but talent-wise, like, it's – even though Lincoln took them 3-0 in October, it's a toss-up.
And then we've got the 2-7 matchup. You got Brandon Valley against Sioux Falls, Washington. Okay, so for Brandon Valley, one of the two teams to win a set over Harrisburg this year. I know it was
the
really
very first one of the year.
I know it was early, but they've beaten, you know, they've their losses are to Harrisburg, Del Rapids, and O'Gorman. And that's where it stops. You know, Brandon Valley, a very good volleyball program, very good team this year.
Yeah, they beat Dakota Valley. I mean, that was a big win for them. Is, you know, not many teams can say that they did that this year. And Logan McGuire is their setter, and I think she really makes that offense go. And they've got several players she can set to. That's, again, it's just not a one-person system where you're just making sure you get kills from one person. Abby Gruber, Jayana Stroh, Jesse Melcher, they're all really good at putting it away. And Kennedy Boomsma, one of the best in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. Boomsma's very, very, very skilled and very fun to watch.
She can get the solo blocks. Yeah. Right. I mean, you got to love people who just get those team blocks, but she can go up and just get a stuff on her own.
That'd be how I would be as a volleyball player, too. I'd be like, hey, Jandy, go up and you go up and do this. I'll just watch you do it.
I'll make sure you take care of it. You got some height. You got some height.
Yeah. And then you got Sioux Falls, Washington. You know, they're still looking for that first title in the Kelly Schroeder era, but they've been so consistent, so good, right near the top in all these years. I know the seedings-wise they're down this year, but Kelly has done such a great job with that program.
Well, and I think, you know, they come in at such a high seed almost every year that, you know, being under the radar is not a bad thing for Washington. There's no pressure on this team, and they know they can play with some of the best teams in the state. And, again, this is another team that does really well with their middles. They play defense really well from the middle all the way out, and they pick balls off all over the court as well, but maybe not the same level of attackers that they've had in some of those past years.
And then you got the 3-6 matchup, which we're putting a quote on the 6 matchup because Sioux Falls Jefferson's the 11 seed coming in. They beat Rapid City Stevens in the SODAC 16. Double A does not reseed, so that's why we're getting a 3-11 matchup. But let's start with O'Gorman. Okay, O'Gorman, we just mentioned it. They were one of the two teams to win a set against Harrisburg this year. You know, this O'Gorman,
recently,
right? And this team's got some firepower, and they could make some noise.
This is a complete team. This is one of those teams that, you know, anytime on their rotation, they have confidence in all 6 players on the court at the same time. Lauren Venanga has been awesome. London Smith, Ruthie Robinson in the middle, and even on the right side, they can go opposite with Mackenzie Walsh and really feel comfortable with their attacks. So love what they've done, and they pose a real threat in this tournament to Harrisburg. They just feel like such favorites in this, but O'Gorman has that in the back of their head. Hey, we know we can play with them.
And it's got to be, you know, you look at Brandon and you look at O'Gorman. If either one of those teams was to get to the championship and face Harrisburg, let's say, okay, that one set that they did win is enough to say we can hang with them. We can do this.
Takes
We've
the intimidation
done it.
Away
just,
a little bit.
Exactly. That awe factor kind of goes out the window a little bit. And then they're playing that 11 seed, Sioux Falls Jefferson. Sioux Falls Jefferson, very new school. But, you know, they've been there, you know, the 4 years in a row. They've been to the state volleyball tournament. You know, they actually defeated 6-seeded Rapid City Stevens, as we mentioned. But, you know, they're kind of playing with house money a little bit too, because I think a lot of people thought it was going to be Stevens that went to the state tournament, and Jefferson's like, not so fast, it's going to be us.
Yeah.
And they get to play with house money a little bit too here.
Yeah, it's a young school, but they've really built up some volleyball culture as well. And, you know, they kind of expect to get to the state tournament every year, and congrats to them for what they did in the SODAC. But they have a sophomore setter and who's still growing and getting better in Olivia Wackel, but they have, again, a complete team. They've got Siena Sabres who can go compete with anybody at the net in the state with her attack. So they got to come in with some confidence too. They know their hands are going to be full against Overland.
And again, all of the action can be caught on sdpb.org/volleyball. He's Jason Andera. I'm Nate Weck, and this has been Game Time on SDPB.